It comes to us from Matthew chapter 28, and verses 1 through 7 is for our reading. Matthew chapter 28, very challenging message, but I want to ask you a question before we even begin our reading. What is it today that you believe God will change for you? If you don't believe that He will change things for you, then your day will be the way that you believe it will be. But if you believe that He will change things, if you believe that God is able, He can do extraordinary things in your life today. Amen. Today. Amen. So we begin our reading. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, "Fear not ye, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen as he said, come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goes before you into Galilee. There shall you see him. Lo, I have told you." Thus ends the reading of God's holy word. You may be seated as we go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we're so thankful that you have blessed us, Lord, to recognize you as God and to know that only you can bring about the changes that we need in our life. And Father, we're asking that you would change our heart, change the way that we think about things. Let us have your love, your wisdom, and your guidance. It's easy for us to believe that things will continue to fail and falter. But Lord, to have that faith to believe that you are God and that you are good and that you will do great things in our life today, all we've got to do is trust in you. Help us to do that, Father. And Lord, we don't want to hold on to things that will bring pain and heartache. We want to hold on to things that are true. Whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are true, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, you told us to think on these things. So bless us now and bless our time together, that it might indeed be a time for God to move and for us to be blessed. We pray this in Jesus' strong name and for his glory. And all the believers said amen. I want to talk about the day everything changed. The day everything changed. Sometimes we know that change takes place, but it's not always good. There are changes for the worst. And there are changes, subtle changes that we don't even notice. But what we're talking about is the day that Jesus Christ changed the entire world. Changed our nature, changed everything about us. He made us the people of God, the day that everything changed. The Bible records that at the beginning or at the end of the Sabbath, as the Sabbath came to an end and the new day began to dawn, you had some disciples, some believers who were still thinking about what had happened to Jesus and how that he had departed and left them. Now, in order for us to really understand this, we've got to basically look at our own lives and ask ourselves, are we wanting change and are we wanting the change to impact somebody else? In other words, it's not enough for me to say that I've changed. I need to become a change agent. I need to be someone that God can use to help change others. We're going to see that happen in our passage today. Because if you believe in change and then you don't believe that God can change people, people and lives through you, then your faith is all centered on you and your own self-interest. But if you believe that God can use you in a way that blesses others, that's what we're talking about. Now, put yourself in the mindset of being a Jew. I realize that we're Gentiles, that we are from other nations other than the Jewish people, but God had made some promises to the seed of Abraham, the natural seed of Abraham. Let's look at that for a minute. They had gone through a lot. They had been brought out of bondage, out of Egypt, and because of their rebellion, God allowed them to be harassed by their enemies, and finally, they were sold into captivity. And they came out of Babylon, and then as their history progressed, they came back. But because they continued to rebel against God, the Lord allowed the enemies, in particular the Greeks and later the Romans, to come in and threaten their very culture. But there was one thing that kind of flowed through what they believed. They believed that Messiah, the Son of God, would come and would bring about deliverance in their lives. Are you still with me? So in believing that, they had come through generation after generation, seen setback after setback, problem after problem, and yet they believed this thing, that a Messiah, that a Savior was coming. They believed that. Now for the disciples to have seen the one that they believed as the Messiah hang on a cross, and for a Roman soldier to pierce his side, can you imagine all of the hope and the faith that they had had for generations to finally vanish? But it was Sunday morning, after the Sabbath, Sunday morning came. Some of you are going through circumstances right now that you're thinking to yourself, I've seen so much heartache. I don't know how much more I can take. Yeah, you're facing a Friday. You're facing situations that you can't change and pain and heartache that you can't change. But I wish you would believe in Sunday morning. I wish you would just say to yourself, with God, all things are possible. Because not only will God move and bring about change in your life and in my life, he is able to make us change agents. Remember what the Bible says, all things work together for good to them that love God. Now, I know some of us showed up today. We came because we felt like it's the right thing to do. It's Sunday morning, but today is a day that everything is going to change. I believe in that. I don't just come to church to go through a ritual. Now, imagine what was going on. Imagine what was going through the minds, not only of the disciples, as they were just waiting for what's next. And what next, they didn't even know what it would be. They couldn't imagine living life without Jesus. For the past 3 years, they had followed him. But guess what? Some women came to the tomb looking for the Savior. And they wanted to give him the proper burial, and they wanted to make sure that he had been prepared for his burial. They had brought the aloes, they had brought the myrrh, and they were going to officially make things right. The problem was they were looking for a dead Jesus. And they didn't know with this news that he had risen. And all of a sudden, they saw a sight that they had never seen before. The angel of the Lord. Everybody say, angel of the Lord. He appeared. Some say angels appear out of nowhere, but this one came from somewhere. And notice it says angel of the Lord, which means there are other angels. There are other messengers. There are other things that can visit you and with power make you think that nothing is going to change. Your life is a mess. It will always be a mess. But that's not the angel of the Lord. The angel of the Lord came with some good news. He's not here. And you say, that's not good news. It is if you know the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey said. So let's look at this. Let's look at some things that we need to think about. And just for a few minutes, I want you to think about some of the barriers, some of the things that right now going through your mind, I can't change because of. I want you to think about that. We'll get back to the disciples and we'll get back to the women who came to the tomb before we close. But what I want to focus on and zero in is on you. Why can't you change? It's a good question, isn't it? And one of the first things that come to our minds, if we're older than a certain age, we say, I'm too old to change, right? Can't teach an old dog new tricks. But if the dog is in the middle of the road, no matter how old you are, and you see the car coming, you're going to want to change something. So as we look at this, we see something happening in the passage, fear. Fear. Those who were watching, the ones who were guarding the tomb or guarding the place where Jesus lay, when the angel of the Lord appeared, they were fearful. Where were the disciples? They were fearful. And the women, as they came, they had fear. Fear of the unknown. That's our one. We don't know what's next. Some of you are saddened by the fact that you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, and you're basing your sadness and your and the way that you think about tomorrow, your apprehensiveness, I guess that's the word, right? All right, so you're basing it, if it's not, I just made it up. You're basing that on what happened back then, and you're thinking to yourself, well, it's going to continue to happen. But remember, change is possible. Remember that. Remember, you serve a God who's going to show you some things that you've never seen before. First, the angel of the Lord, right? And for those of you that don't know the unknown, quit worrying about it. Think about where you are right now and the amazing things that God can do in your life right where you are right now. Did he wake you up this morning? Did he give you strength to put the clothes on your back? Quit worrying about what died. Look at what's still living. Fear of the unknown. Second thing, I got to run through this. Focus on the past. One of the reasons why we're fearful, because we ask ourselves, well, what next can happen? Why? Because you've got your focus going the wrong way. It's like this woman who kept complaining to everybody that all of the things on the street look dirty. Look dirty, it's filthy, and she wanted the people to go out and clean up what was on the street. Come to find out, it was her window. Your window, the way you perceive your focus, can be on the wrong things. These women, they're coming to the tomb, heads hung down, and they're sad. They're talking with one another. I call them Mary Mary. Two Mary. Yes, you missed it. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, okay? They came to the tomb, and they're wanting to do a good thing, but they're wanting to find a dead Jesus. How many times does God have to show you that he is real? How many times that God has to convince you that he's going to take care of you? Oh, but Pastor, I've gone through a lot. Yes, you have. But you ought to celebrate. You made it. Right? You made it. You ran a good race. You fought a good fight, and God kept you. You made it. Give yourself a hand clap, and now give the Lord a greater hand clap because of his amazing grace. Focus on the past. How many times are you going to keep running that old tape, that old reel to reel, which real is not real because it happened in the past. That's not your reality right now. Amen. Where you are is a new day. Yes, you failed. Yeah, we all did. But if it were not for the grace of God, you would not be here right now. Fear the unknown. Focus on the past. Faith in the wrong things. Look at these women. Look at them. They're coming there. And I know they mean well. Because I thought about it as I studied this passage. I said, now, why did the angel of the Lord appear? Why couldn't Jesus appear to them? They weren't ready for it yet. And remember, when he did appear, they thought he was the gardener. We miss it. Man, we miss it because we're thinking God is going to come one way and it surprises us. So God said, let me send the angel first. Let them deal with the messenger first, and then the living word will come their way. Faith in the wrong things. If you got up this morning and you think that your problem is still as great as it is or as it was, you know what you've done? You've given power to the thing that's harming you.
That's right.
Rather than worship to the one who's delivering you. And get out of that mindset. You got your faith in the wrong thing. Now, granted, you've got faith, but it's just in the wrong thing. Well, nothing ever happened in my life. And I don't know. You know what? You are so focused on the wrong things that the wrong things will become your new reality.
Amen.
I know this is deep, but somebody needs it.
Amen.
You don't have to get up on the wrong side of the bed. You can get up on the Lord's side. And that's what God says, the angel of the Lord. Notice that, the angel of the Lord, the messenger of God has come to speak to you today and let you know it's going to be all right.
Amen.
It really is. Let me move on. So if we know that our faith is in the right one, and the Bible tells us that now faith is the substance of what? Things hoped for, right? Evidence of things not seen. So you don't need to see it to believe in it. You just need to believe that God can make a way out of no way. Do I have any witnesses? All right, you just need to believe past those things and those wrong things and to say, you know what? It is possible with God that my job is going to work out. It is possible with God that my health is going to change for the good. It is possible with God, and I know he's going to teach me because I've got the angel or the message of God now guiding my life. It is possible. Then the last thing you got to have, well, look at what the change is going to bring about. First of all, time change. Time change. In another week or so, we're going to have what we call the time change. It's going to be called daylight saving time. But with Jesus Christ, it was just saving time. It is time to receive the grace and the mercy of God. Now, let me tell you something. A big mistake that believers make in their life, they think that salvation is a one-time event. Salvation is continuous. You don't just get Jesus one day. Thanks, Jesus. High five. I'll see you next time. No, you have him every day, every hour of your life. Remember the Sabbath. This is something very, very Jewish. It meant a day of rest. Very, very Jewish. They felt that after the Sabbath, now they were going to have a beginning. But notice something else about it. It says, as the day began to dawn. God doesn't look at a day the way you look at it. We say the morning and the evening. Morning and the evening. God says, no, evening and morning. You missed it. You missed it. Put the signal on and you missed it. The evening, which means it wasn't so good. But then the morning, which means it's going to be great. Go back and look at what Genesis says. It says, and the evening and the morning was the first day. And God did certain things. And then it says, and the evening and the morning was the second day. Quit looking at your day in reference to your past. Start looking at your day as a day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. It was a new day. Time had changed. Wasn't Eastern Standard Time. It was God's time. And you're living on God's calendar. Amen? You're living on God's time. Well, when is the Lord going to call me out of this world? Well, whenever that day comes. But since that day is not here, you're celebrating the day of the Lord right now in your life. But then conditions changed. The angel of the Lord came and he had a thing that he was supposed to do, roll away the stone. I just spoke to you about some of those barriers. You can't move them. You tried. You tried to get stuff out of the way, but it kept rolling back on you. Anybody been there? Okay, and if it didn't roll back on you on its own, Somebody else rolled it on you. Oh, yeah, you've always been that way. Look at them now. They've always been that way. Just rolling that stone on you. And I'm telling you, it gets heavy. You can't lift it off yourself. But guess what happened? The angel of the Lord came, rolled away, and sat on it. Like, what are y'all sweating about? Oh, this thing, I'm going to set up here. You take a break. Right? That's what God does. But if you up there all the time trying to roll, let me spend another day trying to move the stone out of my life, good luck with that. Because that's what you're going to need. You can't enjoy the blessing of God. Conditions need to change. Right now, I want to talk personally with many of you and with myself as well. If you're thinking, I'm going to continue to feel this way, guess what's going to happen tomorrow and the next day and the day after that? You're going to continue in the same pattern. All right? But if you're thinking like I am, you know what? Anything is possible with God. My God is so good. He can do exceeding abundant above all that I ask or even think. My God is so great, He can change everything. So what I'm going to ask Him to do right now, I'm going to ask Him, roll away the stone. You see it, Lord. You see the stone in my life. Roll it away and let me be this new creature. And guess what God's going to do? He's going to roll your stone away. He's going to roll that burden off your heart. It's one thing to live with the problem, but another thing to live for the problem. Oh, Lord, that's another sermon for another day. I got to move on. But the last thing, people change. People change. Now, the same group that was fearful, right? The women came there. They wanted to prepare the body of Jesus. They wanted to do. And when they didn't see him, couldn't find him, the angel said to them, he is risen. Can I go country on you? He ain't here. Luke says, why do you seek the living among the dead? In other words, that tomb or the place where they were was filled with dead bodies, but one living Savior was not there. Your Savior, listen to me. Your Savior is reigning in glory. He's not under the problem. Lord, if you can do anything, well, come on now. If you don't know that God can do all things, then you weaken him and you weaken your faith. But if you're saying, Lord, you're able. Same group of women that came to the tomb, going to embalm Jesus. He said, now, go back and tell my disciples that I've risen. Amen. Go back and bring them the good news that I've risen. Here's where you come in. You're to leave church today, not only knowing that God has changed things in your life, but you're to become that change agent. Well, but I'm only a child. I can't tell people what's going on. You can if you just know that God is real. Right? But people are not going to believe me because of my past. Remember now, you've risen from your past. It's a new day. So here we go. Here we go. Y'all ready? I'm gonna certify you as change agents, right? Y'all ready for this? Okay, here we go. Change your focus. What do you see? What do you see? What do you see? If you see your possibilities in Christ, if you know that he's able to do things, focus. Focus. What they will say is they will have these people on lookout, right? And if they see anything, they will say what they've seen. Watchmen, watchmen, what of the night? And yet we see a Savior who's risen. Change your focus. Second thing is, change your faith. What do you mean change your faith? Now, listen to this. If you can believe strongly in the stuff that went wrong, and that's all you talk about. Matter of fact, every time people see you coming, they know what you're going to talk about. Right? Oh, they shouldn't have fired me from that job. You know, oh, I shouldn't have been treated that way. Change your faith. Talk about the reality of what God is doing right now in your life. Talk about how good he is. Talk about how faithful he is, how he's never left you. Talk about the goodness of the Lord. The psalmist David said, I would have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And then he clapped his own hands because he knew God was good. Amen? Amen. Anytime you start with the Lord as my shepherd as a testimony, and then you talking to the Lord before you get finished with the 23rd Psalm, you know you must know something about God. Amen? Amen. Change of faith. Then thirdly, change of friends. Sometimes your problem could be the folks you hang out with. They ain't going nowhere. Not going to allow you to go anywhere. You know what? Say bye-bye. I'll see y'all at family reunion time, all right? I got to cut y'all loose. But then lastly, change your future. So, preacher, I can't do that. You can with God. You can with God. Think about these Jewish believers. Think about them. Waited generations for the Messiah. The Messiah came and they saw him die. And their future was about to change because their lives were about to change. They didn't go back to their homes or to their huts with that same message. They went back with the living word. They said, he is risen. He is no longer dead. He's alive. Where's your God today? What's he doing in your life? How's he moving? How's he bringing you through your storm? Helping you to face life and know that the goodness of the Lord is a reality that you can have in your life. Isn't that good? Amen. Isn't that great? You're now officially a change agent. Amen. You can go out and change somebody. And if they don't want to hear it, go to the next one. Amen? Amen. Because that's how good God is. Let's pray. Father, thank you again for your mercy. Thank you for your love and your power. And Lord, we've only scratched the surface as to what all you've done and what you mean to us. Help us to be faithful. Help us to love you more and serve you better. I pray for that person, Lord, who does not know you, who needs to know you. May they come to the real faith in the living Christ today. Thank you for changing us. Bless us now that we might change others. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to give the invitation if there be one today. Maybe we've said something that has helped you discover the depth of your faith. If that's you today, and you want to make that public confession of Christ as your Lord and Savior, we invite you to do that. Let's all stand.